A Thunder Mountain High School parent might feel an especially powerful rush when their kid catches the game-winning pass because that touchdown was expensive. Last season, the Falcons paid a total of $66,000 to travel out of town and to bring other teams into Juneau. That's why Randy Quinto, the Falcons head coach, says the players are giving up a day of freedom to work at Juneau's annual Maritime Festival.
Basically, anything that we earn will end up going back to the district.
The team does a lot of chores, and with help from the boosters, they run fundraisers each summer to pay for their next season. Last season was actually cheap. The Falcons cut costs by ending their junior varsity program and playing more games close to home. Most of the Falcons' opponents are in the interior and South Central Alaska. According to Thunder Mountain staff, their most expensive travel 2 years ago cost $140,000. Between 2014 and 2016, the team and their boosters raised more than $100,000.
In these last 2 years, we've been very fortunate and have gone to the playoffs, and, you know, that just adds another expense. That's plane tickets for 35 kids plus coaches, and then you've got, vans and whatnot. So, With success, I guess, you know, comes a price as well.
Once, Juneau's football teams didn't have to pay for their travel. Thunder Mountain's activities director, Jake Jacoby, says a few years ago, the district gradually started cutting the travel budget for high school activities. Then the money stopped completely. A district spokesperson says the school board made the cuts because costs kept rising, but state funding stayed the same. Now the district pays for travel, and then the teams have to pay it back. Jacoby says the Falcons owe $100,000, but that's not counting all of this summer's fundraising.
Green 11! Green 11! Go!
The Juneau Douglas High School Crimson Bears have fewer players than the Falcons. Their travel budget can cost up to $60,000. Last season was cheaper because the team didn't make the playoffs.
We got to fundraise about $2,000 in ads and raffle tickets. That's also to travel half, and then the other half is to bring teams to come play here.
$2,000 per player. Lance Fanumiai is a 16-year-old junior on the Bears team. He plays running back and linebacker. Fanumiai says fundraising is hard, but it's worth it.
We really want to play games and get like scouted, so we do what we can. We go to ads and stuff, businesses, and a lot of them are nice and they want to support us, so it makes it easier. And selling raffle tickets, the community pitches in a lot and helps.
Fanumiai's coach, Kevin Hamrick, was hired in 2013. He says he inherited a huge debt.
When I started, it was a negative $105,000. And recently, I believe it's down to like $5,500.
Each season, Hamrick says individual donors, boosters, and local businesses have helped his team raise all the money for their travel and pay about $25,000 toward their outstanding debt. He expects to be debt-free after this season.
90% of the businesses in town support both schools, and they just keep giving and keep giving for every sport you can think of, every activity you can think of.
The high travel costs convinced the Falcons and the Bears to play two of their last eight season games against each other right here in Juneau. They also played two games against nearby Ketchikan. But Hamrick says they still come up short.
We haven't changed our uniform in a long time. I'm getting ready to throw out some shoulder pads and because they've just been around for too long.
He says their helmets are old, too. They often pay to get old helmets fixed up and ready for reuse.
We're within the rule book, but, you know, we only get maybe three or four or five brand new helmets a season. And right now I am short three large helmets.
Hamrick says he'll try to borrow some from the Falcons. Quinto says his equipment budget is pretty tight, too. But both coaches plan to make do and keep giving their kids an opportunity to play. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.